The idea is to finish with the third sutra, third adhikarana, Shastrayonipa adhikarana. What will wait? Tomorrow morning we will have class as usual, but tomorrow evening no class because Chief Minister is coming.
So we can come early, 11:15 or 11?
11:15 only.
We can have a little more time.
What about you?
Tomorrow we have no classes there.
In Kailas?
Anadhikarana.
So, but still I have a class at 8:30. So we'll have it 11:15 to 12:15. Because by the time I come back it will be 9:30. So we'll do like that. Om Shri Guru Maha Hari Om Shpat Smriti Pranamaya Karnamaya Namami Bhagavad Shankaram Loka Shankaram Janmadhyasya Yataha
Janmadhyasya Yataha
Satihi Indriya Vishayatve Brahmanaha Mane Satihi Brahmanaha Indriya Vishayatve इदं ब्रह्मणा संबद्धं काव्यमिति गृह्येत काव्यमात्रमेव तु गृह्यमाणं किं ब्रह्मणा संबद्धं किमन्येन केनचित् वा संबद्धमिति अशक्यं निश्चेतुम् सी टु नो दि काव्यकारण भाव देर मस्ट बी अ लॉट ऑफ संस्कार विद इन यू आई टेल यू हाउ सपोज यू हैव नेवर सीन अ पॉट मेकर making pots out of clay, suppose. You must have seen in the village, but some of these townspeople, they never see that. Suppose you are never told that clay they bring and make a pot out of it. Then, by looking at the pot, you can never make out that it is made from the clay. Nor by looking at the clay, you can make out that it can be made into pot. Okay? Because you have seen the pot is being made from clay, and also from the childhood, you are listening Vedanta from the childhood, or from the youth, whenever you started, you are listening Vedanta. And so I asked one Brahmachari, so what is it that you have learned from Vedanta? He said, Mrittikeyateva Satya. Vajarapmanam Vikaravavadeva Mrittikeyateva Satya. Part if you take, the part is Miksha and the Mrittika alone is real. Okay, what is part Miksha Mane? Part Miksha Mane, you can take coffee out of it, you can, in the railway also they sell coffee in pots. You can drink coffee from the pot and you can use coffee pot to bring water and keep it. And therefore in Vyavahara it is Satyam, but still it is not really real. It is unreally real, but not really unreal. And therefore it is whatever it is. And Mrittika is real. That is what he told. All this you have learned in Vedanta, yeah? This is what you have learned in Vedanta. Therefore, even to know the Karya Karana Bhava between Murut and Ghata, there must be some Karyakarana Bhava Samskara in you. Without that Samskara, for a guy who doesn't have that Samskara, he looks at the clay but cannot, he looks at pot but cannot connect the two, I tell you. Only the one who is educated in that direction, who has seen that happening, can connect. That is the Karyakarana Bhava. This Karyakarana Bhava, this is a useless thing it is. Useless thing in the sense, your mind and sense organs, depending upon the mind and sense organs to establish Karyakarana Bhava, it doesn't work all the time, even in the worldly situation. What to speak of Brahma Jagat Karanam. That is one thing. Therefore, indriyas and the mind associated with the indriyas cannot establish either with the Prachaksha Pramana or with Anumana Pramana the Katyakarana, cannot establish the Katyakarana Bhava between Brahma and Jagat. That is the entire discussion that went on in the morning. Okay? And that too, you see only Katya. Even when you see both Karanam and Katyam, you will not be able to connect all the time. Like once I have seen, there was some accident. An auto fell down into a ditch. Auto means that load carrying auto, a three wheeler. And a huge bag, a huge container, a huge gunny bag, a very big gunny bag, full of some substance, very heavy substance, that fell down. And then it broke, and all small globules were on the road everywhere. I was walking. The person was very unhappy that he lost the material. I asked him, what is this material? He said, I don't know. I am asked to carry this from here to there. Then somebody was going there and he stopped to help this guy. So he told me, sir, you don't know what it is? I said, I don't know. This is polyethylene globule. It is made in some company, like Gujarat Petrochemical Company or something is there. It made those globules, polyethylene. Oh, is it like that? Then I asked him, what for it is used, out of curiosity. He said, sir, I was having a bag with the fruits in it, a plastic bag. Sir, that plastic bag came from these globules. That was a revelation to me, this Kajekarana Bhava. I don't know that these globules are used to make this plastic bag. This is the Kajekarana Bhava. Even worldly things, unless somebody who saw it tells you, you cannot know. That is the fate of this Kajekarana Bhava. That being so, how can you establish the Kajekarana Bhava between Jagat and Brahma using the Prachaksha and Anumana? You cannot. Because only Jagat you are able to see with the indriyas and the mind. And so you want to know Brahman with the mind? How? Using Anumana, you cannot. Mind is ruled up. What you know with the mind is not Brahman. That is one way. No, but the Brahman cannot be known with the mind. Mind can help in many ways. Suppose you want to go to a Vedanta class, you have to walk, the legs help. But the legs cannot walk by themselves, the mind helps the legs to walk. And therefore you listen to the Vedanta class and understand. Therefore mind helps. Mind helps in many ways, but not as a pramana. Na shakti nischetam.
The Maharshi
is not asking you to apply the method of Anumana, the method of inference, to know Brahman. That is not what he is telling you. Upanyasa means to present a thesis, a proposition before the students. That is called Upanyasa. Upasamipe Nyasaha, keeping, okay? So it is Upanyasa. Therefore, the speaker, that is the Sutrakara here, is presenting this Sutra before you, asking you, come on, you know Anumana Pramana, inference, you can do that clearly. And therefore, look all around, this Jagat, and this Jagat, you infer, has originated from Brahma. Do that. Do you think that is what he is doing? No. That is not what he is doing. It may sound as though, because the Madhyasya Yataha may sound as though Anumana Pramana. If he wanted to present Anumana Pramana before you, he would have used the same language. Therefore, it may sound like that, but it is not that. Kintarihi.
Kintarihi.
Then what? Then what is it? If it is not Anumana, Vedanta Vakya Pradarshanartham.
Vedanta Vakya Pradarshanartham.
But Sutra, he presented it before you to show you Pradarshanartham, to show you a particular sentence from the Upanishad, Vedanta Vakya. So that sentence is Yato Va Imani Bhutani Jayante Ityati, that sentence. And he asks you to take a cue from that message. There is a message. Sentence means you should not become again some kind of Vakyavadi. So Vakyam will give me moksha. How Vakyam will give you moksha? Vakyam will not give you moksha, right? Suppose, you know, Dashamastvamasi, Vakya has given me moksha, given me freedom. There, Dashamastvamasi, he gets freedom from fear and from the distress. The tenth man is lost. That is the cause of the distress. And he becomes free from the distress by hearing this sentence. Now, you tell me that sentence uttered by some wise man, that released him from the bondage of distress? Or the sentence he heard, then he became free from distress. So he must hear it, right? Without hearing it, cannot remove the distress. Having heard it, he understood it. The meaning of the sentence he understood. He has to understand the meaning of the sentence. Like Dashamastvamasi, he said, he should understand Aham Dashamaha Asmi. That he should understand. Without his understanding, the sentence just by hearing cannot make him free. He understood it. Having understood it, he has to compare and contrast it. That is what is called reflecting. He has to reflect upon the meaning of the sentence in the context of his own distress of losing the tenth man. He is suffering from the distress of losing the tenth man. And here comes a wise man that tells me that I am the tenth man. So what I am looking for, what I am searching for very desperately, that is myself. He should reflect upon it. And then he has to kind of open the jaw drops. How come? Am I searching for myself? How come? This is called Nididhyasana. Yes, he does the Nididhyasana. And then the aha moment happens. That aha moment liberates him. Not the Vakya. Vakya can signal it. Vakya is a signal. Vakya is nothing but a signal. You see, in Arunachala, they put a lamp on the top every year one day, the Deepotsavam. Like that, our people do some such utsavas. Some of them are significant. Quite a few of them are unnecessary. Some of them are significant. So they put a deepam there. Now somebody must have started it, right? The whole Arunachala thing itself started only recently with Ramana Maharshi. It started. Before Ramana Maharshi, what was there? Not much was there. Chalo, before Ramana Maharshi, it was started. And somebody put a lamp there. All the people are sitting down. And somebody puts the light on. And you see that light. Then a devotee asked, what is that light? Ramana Maharshi was asked, sir, what is the significance of that light? So the question is asked means what? The light as a physical thing is not of much value. There must be some significance associated with it. And what is that? That is the question. Right? Suppose the light itself is everything, then there cannot be any question even. Then Ramana Maharshi said, that light which you see above, it is signals a similar light in your heart, and that is the light of wisdom by which you know that the I amness is Brahman. That is what it is. Therefore, the significance. Therefore, the light is a signal. The light is not in itself; it is not of much value. But what it signals is the Supreme. Therefore, it has value. So the signal is very important, you know. Like in the railway, you have that kind of a horizontal thing, red. And it is like this. It's a silly thing, you know, but the pole it is a horizontal like that, the signal. It is a silly thing, what is in it? But it stops a train. A train, the Rajadhani Express, which is coming, hurtling forward with a tremendous speed, that the driver, he puts a brake and stops there. And there are 2,000 people are just standing there waiting for the signal. And then it goes up. Earlier it used to be like that. And the train moves forward. That is the power of signal. In itself it has no value. But it acquires value based on what it signals. And therefore it is vakya. So Vedanta vakya pradarshanartham. Vedanta vakya is great only because it signals the truth to you. For that purpose, he draws your attention towards the vakya and he is showing you, come on, look at that vakya and see what happens to you with that vakya. It is signaling the truth. The truth is not jagat. Jagat is not the truth. That is what it is signaling. The origin of the jagat is the truth. Always the karya buddhi binds and karana buddhi liberates. You sit and discuss about ornaments, it will bind you. You talk about gold, the bondage is gone. So that karana buddhi, the signal, look at, don't get carried away by this world. Try to think of the origin of this world. That will liberate you. That is what he is saying. You see, people, they listen to Vedanta, in their head, in one corner, the kartrutvam, I am the doer, I am the father, I am the mother, I am the son, all that is with doership only. And I have got punyam, and I have to get some more punyam, I have got papam, all that kartrutva buddhi is sitting in one corner of the head. And in another corner, asakti is sitting, attachment. He is my son, she is my daughter, and they are my grandchildren, and I am attached to them, and they are attached to me. All that asakti is sitting in another corner. In a third corner of the same head, the head has a few corners. It is not yet exhausted. There is one more corner inside the head. And in that corner, Atma is Brahma, Advaita is sitting. So as long as all these things sit together in the same head, the Advaita remains what it is, namely a concept. Advaita is a concept. It will remain like that. Then this Vedanta Vakya Pradarshana will not be there. Darshana will not be there. To convert the Vakya into an idea and keep it in the head. This process is called ideation. Every time the process of ideation operates, every time it operates, it's a process and it operates. And so if I ask you, any one of you or all of you, this general knowledge question, quiz will be there, you know, quiz question. Now I am asking you a quiz question. Lord Vishnu, how many hands he has? Raise your hands, whosoever knows the answer, all of you will raise the hand. How many hands he has? Four. Like that, all of you will say the answer. And every one of you will get 2 marks. That is 100%. 2 marks only for that question. Every one of you will get 2 marks. Now, what is that knowledge? What is that question and what is that answer? What is it? It is mere idea. It is an idea. Called Vishnu has 4 hands and this idea is known to you. But some of the young children, modern children, in a quiz, on the TV the quiz comes. So they were asked, how many has Lord Vishnu has? The first 2 ABC 3 teams. Each team 2 guys, one boy, one girl. They are from engineering colleges. And the boy and girl, how many hands? The team A pass, they don't know. Because if you say wrong answer, you will get -2 marks. They don't want to take that risk. They are happy with the 0 marks. They will try their luck in the next question. And the B team, they are just eating away at the ears of each other. And then they say pass. The third team, they are ready for the answer. 8, they say. And we are all watching that. And we become sad. Why should we become sad? We all become sad. You know why we all become sad? Dharma is going on. There is no dharma in this society. Therefore we become sad. Now you all tell me, am I exaggerating or am I telling the stark truth of the situation? I have put it into an anecdote. That is all I have done. But did I exaggerate? So some Atishayokti is the license of the poets here. You know. I have put some Atishayokti into it. But suppose some of these engineering college students, you go and ask them how many hands Vishnu has, they will not know. He is 25-year-old guy, they will not know. Whereas your son, a 3-year-old son, ask him how many hands Vishnu has. He's a child. So, you see, one day I have seen a boy, 10-year-old boy, he was asked, and there is a 25-year-old professor. He's a professor at a very young age. By the age of 25 or 27, he's a professor. Associate assistant professor in a university, engineering professor. He studied Sanskrit in his childhood. In the college engineering intermediate, in some college will be there, he studied Sanskrit. And then Karoti, he was asked, Karoti said, he started saying Karoti, Kurutaha, he is unable to say it. Then this 7-year-old boy, he said it correctly, Karoti, Kurutaha, Kurumati, like that. And then the father tries to conclude, hey, why he cannot say even that? Then I said, shut up. What are you talking? He is a professor. And just because your 7-year-old son can say Karoti Kurutaha Purvante, you made him Baihati, whatever he is able to say. He never tried to learn Sanskrit or he forgot whatever little he learned in the high school days. So don't conclude anything on that basis. No, no, our Sanskriti is going bad. Who said our Sanskriti is going bad? In fact, we are progressing wonderfully well. Narendra Modi has become Prime Minister, and Yogi Adityanath has become Chief Minister, and Trivendra Rawat has become Chief Minister. Dharma is going wonderfully forward. What do you talk? So people have all distorted viewpoint. They don't understand. They are worried about the dharma of the society. Society is doing great. Extremely, at one time, the society used to treat women very badly. And 50% of the population was kept in darkness. They should not study this, they should not utter that mantra, all that. Whereas today, women are free and liberated. And they can study Sanskrit, Vedanta they can study. They can teach Vedanta. They can take the life of sannyasa and teach Vedanta. What are you thinking? Now this is great, it is glory, it is. Our dharma is doing great, but there are any number of people who feel bad that the dharma is going down. The only reason is they have a false concept of dharma, and also society, and also jagat. They have all distorted views. I know this is all a kind of digression, somewhat connected, but sometimes not connected also. So, that is how you have to look at the Janmajasya Yataha. Janmajasya Yataha is the vision. Vision comes from realization, and that vision is expressed in the words of the Rishi. The Tittiri Maharshi's vision it is, and he expressed it in his words, the language that he used to speak, which is Sanskrit, Vedic Sanskrit. Suppose a vision comes to Newton, some other vision, gravitation vision. He will tell it in English because that happens to be his language. Therefore, even language is not important. Some language are there to convey the message. Therefore, the Vakya is a signal. It is aimed at showing you the truth. That is the Vakya is doing. Did you notice it? If not, please notice now. That is what the Sutrakara is trying to tell you, the Pradarshanartham. Okay, we got it. Kim punastad vedanta vakyam.
Kim punastad vedanta vakyam.
Yat sutre neha.
Yat sutre neha.
Vilakshayishitam.
Vilakshayishitam.
Lakshayitum ishtam. Vilakshayishitam. Therefore, the conclusion is this sutra, it is not meant for teaching you an anumana. Anumana is, it has a structure like parvato vannivan, that is called pratijna. So parvataha is called pakshaha, vannivatvam is called sadhya, dhumat, dhuma is called linga, yatha mahanasaha, that is called drishtantaha. Yatra yatra dhumaha ityadi called vyaptijnana, vyaptigraha vyaptijnana. That is the structure of anumana. So brahma dharma adhyasya yataha is the sutra which is drawing your attention towards the dharmana. Wrong. It is not doing that. And what it is doing? It is drawing your attention towards the vakya in Upanishad. Okay, sir, we agree. We kept the Anumana aside, but tell us what is that Vakya? Bring the cat out of the bag. And Vakya, what is that Vakya? Yataha it is, we are hearing. But Vakya we want to know. Jarma also we are hearing. Adi Shukte Na Sthiti Bhanga. Okay, wonderful. So what is that Vakya? Vakya means an entire message, not just one sentence. So, Guru Vaivaruni, ho gaya Vakya, that's not like that. Vakya is coming, that is not Vakya. So, Vakya is a message, a complete message is called Vakya. Okay? So, Vachyate Anena iti Vakya. This is a Karana Vyutpatti. Astu. So, Bhruguhu. Bhajyanat Bhruguhu. Bhajya Dhatu is there. Bhajya or Bhurujya. Bhurujya becomes Bhajya, whatever. So, the Dhatu is there. One of the Ganas it is there. Bhurujyati. Something like that. Bhajya. In one of the Ganas it is there. Therefore, that is the dhatu. Its meaning is to destroy. And so the one who has destroyed a jnana is called bhruguhu. Jya becomes a ga. Jya becomes a ga. So kuhu, kuhu, stu, they interchange from this side to that side and that side to this side. So, within certain conditions.
Jali padante.
That is one. Whereas in the Kurutra Chayas, there is one more sutra. Goho.
Chajoku.
That is the sutra. Kritya, Kritya Pratyaya sutra it is. So, Bhruguhu, that is the student. And his name is very significant name, Bhruguhu. A jnani, he becomes a jnani. And his father is Varuna. Varunihi, Varunasya Apatyam. He is the Apatya Pratyaya. Apatya Pratyayas are there, a few of them. And he is the Apatya Pratyaya. Varuna, he. So, tadhideshu vacha madeh, tadhideshu pratyeshu pareshu madeh, chaha uddhihi syat. Niti, that is also there. So, that adi, it gets uddhi, adi achshuruddhi, gets uddhi, va becomes va. Yasya varunehi, the son of Varuna. So, Varuna is the jnani. The Purana Devatas, they are presented as useless fellows. In Purana, in Vishnu Purana, Vishnu is the supreme and all the Devatas are subordinates to him and very dull-headed fellows. And Vishnu has to save them in every situation. They don't know how to think up for themselves. They cannot accomplish anything. And also they are cowards. They cannot fight their battles. And all the time Vishnu has to come and fight their battles to them. This is how the devatas are. And some of the devatas are outright villains. Like Indra is a debaucher. That is how the Puranas present. No surprise, Kavyakatha Ganapati Muni said, these Puranas have done incalculable harm to our dharma. The stories. So much harm they have done. Like Rama never abandoned Sita in the forest, but somebody wrote all that and told us how much harm it has done to Hindu dharma. impossible, I tell you. So you should not look at these devatas from that standpoint, from the Purana standpoint. They are all different from Deva and Vishnu. Whereas in Veda, Hiranyagarbha it is, Varuna, Agni, Indra, they are all so many forms of God, Ishvara. So they are all jnanis. Indra is a jnani, you have Kaushitakya Upanishad. Varuna is a jnani, you have Taittiriya Upanishad. Yamadharmaraja is a jnani, you have Kathopanishad. They are all, Vayu is a jnani, you have Samarka Vidya, Samadhar Vidya, Samadhar Vidya should be there, which was taught by Vayu. Therefore, they are all jnanis. Vayu, I don't remember any Upanishad in his name, but these are some of the names, okay? Kena Upanishad, from which Devata it came, we don't know. No name is given. So, like that, Varuna, and the son of Varuna. In the Upanishads, it is always the father teaching the son. That was the system in the Upanishads. It was like that. Very interestingly, all the gurus were Brahmin. They were family people. They are married, wife and children. And one of the sons, or the only son, whatever, was taking this knowledge from the father. They were married also. That is also interesting. He approached his father, Varunam, Pitaram, Sasara. So he went near Sasara means Jagama Ichartha. So he went near, with a lot of enthusiasm, he went to the father, near father. Adhihi Bhagavo Pimheti Ikasmarane Riti Dhatu. Adhihi. This Dhatu comes always in association with the Upasarga Adhi. Separately you don't find Adhihi. So in that Dhatu, there are two ways it is said. Nich, Antarlena, Nich is there, no Nich also. Here Ratna Prabhakara put a Nich there. So Adhihi, Iksmarane. Therefore, smaraya, which means hetukartrutvam, means karoti karayati, like that, okay? That is called niche. So, smaraya, help us to know, that is the meaning he gave. But I heard from a scholar, you need not say niche all the time. So, niche came and disappeared like that. So, it can be as such. In which case, the meaning will be smara. Adhihi smara. Please, you recollect your wisdom for my sake. When you recollect it, you will be saying it and I will gain it. Therefore, you can as well say smara. Mahyam. So, for my sake, smara. You please remember all the knowledge which you have so that I will get it. That way you can say. Okay? Or as Ratna Prabhakara says, smaraya. Help us to know. Bhagavaha is a Vaidika Prayoga. Normally it must have been Bhagavan. But in Veda, Bhagavaha. O Pujaniya, Smaraya, Arsmara. So that knowledge you please recollect and say, or please help me to gain it. Adhihi Bhagavaha, what Brahma? The reality, the truth, the boundless reality, that is Brahma. Brahma is not there. Some huge thing sitting somewhere. Before us are Himalayas, and then go a few hundred miles, you will get Mount Kailas, and then go to heaven, there will be Brahma, huge Brahma sitting there. Don't assume it like that. Brahma is now and here. Ultimately, you are that Brahman, you should know that. So, the boundless reality. How come I am the boundless reality? Why, what happened to you? You look at me 5 feet, 10 inches, how I can be the boundless reality? You see, you are 5 feet 10 inches, you say. But if you are just 5 feet 10 inches, how can you see the stars and galaxies and all that? Yeah. You are not 5 feet 10 inches while looking at the stars. You are the one who can see a few billion miles away. That is what you are. As body, you are 5 feet 10 inches. A small speck in the entire world. But as mind, you are capable of understanding the entire universe. What is mind? You see, there is a professor Hawking, Stephen Hawking. His body is nothing. It is a wasted body. Still it is alive, that is great. But his mind, he is a professor. A great professor, and he is a cosmologist. So, he was a great fellow, great physicist, and physics and philosophy, they go together. Therefore, suppose you say Stephen Hawking is not even 5 feet. So, do you talk like that about Stephen Hawking? You won't talk like that. You say he is a great professor and great physicist. So you are rising above the body, right? You are going beyond the body consciousness in saying that. Therefore, don't look at yourself as a body. Don't look at yourself. So one day, a devotee went to Ramana Maharshi and asked him, "Sir, today is your birthday." You know what he said? He meant to say, "Today is the day on which this putrid corpse was born." That is what he asked. Sir, we were thinking of celebrating. Yeah, by all means you celebrate the day on which this putrid corpse is born. You are welcome to celebrate. They kept quiet. So like that. Therefore, you should not look at yourself as a body and say, how can I be Brahman? You can say, "I know that I am." That much I know. You know that, right? Or you have any doubt about it? You don't have any doubt. I know that I am. But I have yet to know what am I. You say that and keep it open. And Aham Brahmasmi will not be far away from you. You will start realizing immediately. Even you are able to say that much. I know, I am. Don't add anything to that. I am Brahmana, Sannyasi, this and that. Simply say, I am. Two, I know that I am. Three, I don't know who am I. Therefore, this question, who am I, is there. You say these three things and contemplate on those three things. First, that it is sadhana, you need not do anything else. In fact, if you do so many other things with the sense of kartrutva, they all will come in the way of this contemplation and you will never come to know the truth. It is not about doing a thing here or there. It is about the sense of doership, which goes against the vision of this contemplation. You do that much, you will know that you are the boundless reality. It is like that. Therefore, so he asked, Adhihi Bhagavo Pranthati Ityupakramya. That vakya, which the Sutrakara is pointing to us, that vakya started with those sentences. Vakya, within the vakya there are multiple sentences. So with those sentences it started. And then, aha. So the Shruti further says, aha Shrutihi Ityarthaha. It further says, Ito va imani bhutani jayante.
Ito va imani bhutani jayante.
Yena jatani jivanti.
Yena jatani jivanti.
Yat prayantyabhisamvishanti.
Yat prayantyabhisamvishanti.
Tat vijnyasasva.
Tat vijnyasasva.
Tat brahmeti.
Tat brahmeti.
Yeah. So you find out. I will give you a hint. Using that hint, you discover. Then Bhrugu could say, "Father, why you bother me? You know it. Come on, you tell me." It cannot be done like that. It cannot be done like that. Everybody has to discover the truth in his heart. It cannot be given as a piece of property. And it cannot be inherited as a piece of property. Suppose the Guru has some huge properties. Suppose the Guru has a dozen ashramas and he can call his shishyas and every shishya, you take this ashram, he can do that. And these people can get the ashramas and become chiefs and heads and all that. All that is possible, but not jnana. Jnanam you have to discover in your heart. People forget one thing. Suppose Jnanam is Hetu Sadhyam. Hetu is Guru Vachanam. Or Upanishad Vakya. That is the Hetu. And Jnana is produced by that Hetu, suppose. Then Jnana becomes Hetu Sadhya. And therefore, it is Jnanam is Siddham. That thing is negated now. Whatever is sadhya, you will lose it. And it becomes temporary, time-bound. Jnanasya upattihi na svikriyate. In Vedanta, jnana upattihi na svikriyate. Even gata-jnanaha, gata-jnanam jayate ichatrapi, gata-kara uttehe upattireva jnane aropyate. Jnane aropya, gata-jnanam jayate ichatrapi. Jnanasya upattihi na svikriyate. Jnana, birth for knowledge, is not there. Jnana is timeless. Why? Because time is known in Jnana. Time shines in Jnana. Therefore, Jnana is vyapakam, time is vyapya. And Jnana is spaceless, because desha is vyapya, Jnana is vyapaka. And Jnana is undivided. Like, so, Rupa Jnanam, Shabda Jnanam, Rasa Jnanam, either Jnana is multiple, Jnana is not multiple. The Paricheda of the Jnana, Rupena Avachanam Jnanam, that Avachedaka Rupa is different from Avachedaka Shabda. The Avachedakas are different, not Jnana. So Avachedaka Bhedaha, Jnane Aropyate, Jnane Na Bhedaha, Jnanam Na Upadyate. You should know all that. Therefore, don't talk in terms of jnana being generated by a hetu. Jnanam hetu sadhyam na. It is already there in you. Anything can signal to that jnana. That can be the job of a vakya. Therefore, the truth is already with you. And the truth can only be signaled by the words. The words can only signal. So it is always a Shakha Chandra Nyaya. So the forefinger which points out the moon, this is not the moon, the forefinger is not the moon. Suppose you start worshipping the forefinger. Om Chandraya Namaha, Om Nishakaraya Namaha, Om Nakshatradhipataye Namaha, Om Urnima Nakshatrasametaya Namaha. Like that, if you start worshipping the finger, you are unnecessarily worshipping. You are wasting your energy. You should not do all that. Therefore, jnanam na upadyate. So, jnanam nitya siddham. It is siddha vastu it is. Jnanameva brahma ityuchyate. So, uttihi upadyate. Uttehe janma jnane aropyate. Therefore, that is the jnana. So, yatova imani bhutani jayate. Yataha is jnana, jnana, jyoti swarupa, brahma, it is chaitana brahma. From that chaitana brahma, all these life forms are born. Then, you see, yatova imani bhutani jayate, when you say that, it doesn't specify whether that upadana, yataha is upadana, then kattu, prakurti, panchami is upadana. So that upadana, or you can say yataha nimitta karanam also, like kumbhakarat, kumbho jayate, like that you can say. Therefore, yataha, at that point, we are not sure whether it is nimitta karanam or upadana karanam. We are keeping it open. Could be nimitta, most probably nimitta. So, who made all these parts? So, kumbhakara made all these parts. That is nimitta karanam only. Similarly, who created all these life forms? So Brahma has created all these life forms. Then the Brahma must be nimitta karanam. But then, ye rajyata ni jivanti. So having been created, all these life forms survive because of which. Now, that puts nimitta karanam into doubt. Because the kulala nimitta karanam for the parts, he is not responsible for the safekeeping of the parts. Suppose you bring the 10 pots and 2 or 3 of them break. Now you will not go and question the kulala, hey, the pots are broken. Then he says, sir, but that is not my job. You have to safe keep them. I only sold you, created them, but it is not my duty to safe keep them. He will say like that. Therefore, if you apply your anubhava, yena jatani jivanti puts the nimitta karana into serious question. It cannot be nimitta karanam alone anymore. It must be something more. Then yat prayanti abhisankvishanti. When in the pralaya, when the jagat comes to an end, all these life forms, they go and merge. They abhimkshena samvishanti, they go and merge. It is like all the waves have come out of that water. Now the waves are sustained by that water. And when the vibration or the disturbance ends, all these waves go and merge in the water. That kind of thing it is talking. So by the time you come to yatprayantrivisamvishanti and you hear that, oh my goodness, this is not nimitta karanam anymore. Our doubt is very true. It is not nimitta karanam anymore. It must be upadana karanam. Tad brahmeti. Then nimitta karanam must be somewhere else. Suppose if it is upadana karanam is settled and nimitta karanam is different, then it cannot be Brahma. It becomes tad abrahmeti, you have to say. If you keep nimitta karanam away from upadana, it becomes abrahma, you know, it cannot be purnam, you know. Nimitta karanam separate and this is upadana karanam. That cannot be Brahma, that could be something else. It can be pradhana or it can be paramanu or it could be something or something, but not Brahma. But he says Brahma, therefore it cannot be, nimitta karanam is alag, separate, and upadana karanam is separate. That situation is not acceptable because that situation totally goes against the very spirit of the word Brahma. Therefore, by saying Brahma, yato vayumani jayante tat nimitta karanatvam, yat prayantya bhisanvishanti tat upadana karanatvam, are now fixed in only one thing. That is one point you have to keep in mind. It is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Secondly, the Brahma chetanam, shastra yonitvat, chetanam. So, arthakshitta sarvajnatvam, the Brahma must be a sarvajna, because yaha yajyat karoti, saha tatta jnanati iti nyayat. Brahma must be sarvam karoti, yataha sarvam jnanati, sarvajnaha. Therefore, Brahma must be chetanam. So, now two things, Brahma is abhinna nimitta upadanam karanam, Brahma chetanam. Therefore, Brahma cannot be parinami upadanam. Upadana is of two kinds. Parinami upadana, vivarta upadana. So parinami upadana, like clay, is the parinami upadana, parikhata. Take it like that. Abhyupagamya uchyate. Abhyupagamya. Tushyatu sarve janaha iti abhyupagamya. Okay, they have some ideas. Why to disturb them? You have disturbed them enough already. But today no more disturbance. Abhyupagamya. So go along with the general flow. That is called abhyupagamavada. So let me go along with the general opinion. Abhyupagamya uchyate. So that gold is a parinami upadana for ornaments. Therefore, Brahma cannot be that parinami upadana. Because anything which is parinami upadana must be jada. Unless jada, it cannot be parinami upadana. Therefore, parinami upadana ruled out. But you need upadana, which is also nimitta, you need that. So how can you accomplish that? Then only one more upadana is available. That is vivarta upadana. Like, for the best example for the vivarta upadana is, you see, Shankara gave this example. He almost anticipated a modern movie and gave the example. Almost anticipated. Movie came when Thomas Alva Edison discovered the movie. The movie, he discovered it. That is his discovery. Before that, nobody knew anything called movie. I see the watch like that. That is my habit pattern. You please don't be distracted by that. So, Thomas Alva Edison has discovered the movie. How he discovered, you know, he was looking at a bunch of photographs, and he was so one after another, he is a bit impatient, so he saw like that. Then suddenly he saw, when he saw like that with the speed, that photos are dancing. Then we would have ignored, but he did not ignore. How come I see dancing photos? Then he saw page after page. It is a dancer photograph, but they are static photos, not dancing. Dance is not seen. Then he said again, now he sees dance. If I move pages slowly, I don't see dance, I see static figures. But if they move them quickly, they appear dance. What is this? Then what he did, you know, I am digressing, some useful information, you know. I went to the museum and learned that. Therefore, this is my job, I always learn. And so, only the last breath puts an end to this process of learning. And so what he did is, he made small frames of the dancing photos and cut them and put them in the form of reel. And then rotated it with a wheel and focused on a wall. And he saw the dance on the wall. Then rotated slowly. Then he saw only static figures. Then rotated fast. Then he saw the dance. Then reduced the speed. Still he saw the dance. So he played with it. What is the speed of rotation, frequency of rotation? When you see dance, like that he discovered. But Shankara, he almost anticipated that much. You see how I follow the Shankara. You see, there is a mirror in the room, and the sunlight is in the room. Dispersed sunlight need not be directly falling. Sunlight is in the room. So the sunlight is in the mirror also. And therefore the mirror is shining now. Mirror is shining. Is it a luminous object therefore shining? No. Mirror is as opaque as any other object. It is not luminous. But because of the sunlight which reflects in the mirror, when the sunlight reflects in the mirror, you cannot separate the two. This part it is mirror, this part is sunlight. You cannot separate the two. They become as though one. This is called tadatmya. Bhinnatvesati abhinnatvam. Tadatmya. They both are same, but yet different. This is a bheda sahishnuhu abhedaha tadatmyamit suchyate. Bheda sahishnuhu abhedaha. So now, mirror and sunlight are one. But still, they are not one. That is called tadatmya. Because of that tadatmya between the mirror and the light, so the mirror starts shining as if it is shining by itself. And then, lo behold, all the objects, a few objects are sitting there, all those objects are shining in the mirror. Don't worry about it. The example has to be taken only to the point you have to take it. Don't ask me later what about all the objects inside the room and all. Now you have a situation. The situation is, there is a mirror, and in that mirror objects are shining. A part is shining in that mirror. Now that part, what is that part? It is the light only. But then the light has become part. Yeah, light has become part. Light is appearing as part. It did not really become the part, but it is appearing as part. Therefore, so here the questions are, now what is the upadana of that part? Light. Oh, now light has undergone transformation into part. That cannot happen. Light has not undergone any transformation. Without undergoing any transformation, light appears as part. Therefore, light did not become part. Light becomes part, then part, the light becomes the parinami upadana. But it did not become the part. It appears as the part. What you see as part is indeed light only. You see the light only with the variation in the intensity, because of the variation in the intensity of light, this is what is called pixels. So because of the variation in the intensity of that light, the light alone appears as the pot. Light alone, you are following it? Or you think some pot is sitting inside the mirror? Okay. Light alone appears as the pot. Therefore, the light, without undergoing any transformation, appears as the pot. Now, that is called vivarti, vivarta, upadanam, karanam. Now, whenever there is vivarta, upadanam, karanam, again, abhyupagama, abhyupagama nyaya. So, gold is real, ornaments are real, in parinama upadana. But in vivarta upadana, the pot is not real. What appears is not real. What makes it appear alone is real. The light alone is real. Don't ask me what happened to the mirror and all that. Okay? That is not the example. If you ask me mirror, then that mirror has got a frame. And the frame has got some ornate sculpture and all that. Don't start all that. Okay? So, that is the example. So, Brahma is that light. Which appears as Jagat. You see, the moment you utter the word abhinna nimitto upadanam karanam, or you say sarvajnam brahma or chetanam brahma, now no door is open to you except one door to explain this jagat. That is, the jagat is brahma vivartam jagat. All your other theses are thrown out in one shot, they are all gone. Brahma vivartam jagat. There cannot be any other situation. But suppose you say, we agree Brahma vivartam jagat, but we will take some time to arrive there. We will take steps. So we are mandadhikaris, therefore we will take this way. And later we become madhyamadhikaris, we will take something more. And finally we take the final step. If you want to follow that method, God bless you, you are welcome to do that. But the moment you say abhinna nimitto upadana and sarvajnam chetanam brahma, you have burnt your boats, you are not left with any option except vivarto upadana. And therefore, jagat becomes an appearance. You see, like that I will go on saying things, they are all known to you. But sometimes, even among the known things, some light can be thrown, right? I'll tell you how. You see, you are in the samsara, that's a fact. Okay, in the bondage of samsara, it's a fact. Now, how did you come into this samsara? So, some people say, by doing karmas, wrong karmas, you have come into this samsara. Therefore, by doing the right karmas, you will get out of this samsara. Suppose you have come into the samsara by walking, then by walking in the opposite direction, you will get out of samsara. By doing certain karmas, you are in the jail. And so you behave in the jail perfectly, you can come out of the jail earlier than expected. Even in jails, they do that. In India, in every August 15, they will ask, send the name, three jail name inmates, who are most well behaved. Therefore, you are one of them. Then you will be released. On August 15, you are set free. Therefore, so how to be the most well behaved means? You do all service to the jailer and his dharmapatni and also his children, all service of gardening, this and that. All that you do, the dharmapatni wants to cook food, curry. Then, here the bainans are plenty of them. She will be thrilled to see so many eggplant, those things in her kitchen garden because of all the work of this inmate. And then she prepares the food and, very good, this eggplant is very good, where you got it? It came from our kitchen garden. How? Our jailer, that inmate is there, you know, that criminal, is doing a great work. Therefore, when the government asks the jailer, to submit the names, he gives the first name. So he is released. Okay? So by doing wrong action, you go into jail. By doing right action, you come out of the jail. So that way, from the samsara, can we go out by doing a certain karmas? Some people say, yes, that is wrong. You go to heaven only to come back. Like this criminal, he will come back and enter into the world and will do some mischief again, and he will go back to the jail. In jail you will find all second, third, fourth customers only. Jail is like that. New customers are less. So the samsara also will come back. Then the upasakas say, because of certain vasanas you have come into samsara, by modifying those vasanas, upasana is a vasana. Vasana is the opposite kind of vasana. The vasana is shifted. The vasana is shifted. So, instead of looking at the beloved, the young lady, the konkubai, and saying, she is the bliss, instead of that, you look at the Lord Krishna's murti, idol, and say, this is bliss. That becomes Krishna upasana. And the earlier upasana makes you a samsari. This upasana will release you. This is what upasakas say. No. That is, there is its own goodness, I know, I'm not against it, but that is not the point. The point is, you have come into this samsara by ajnana. And by jnana, you will walk out of this samsara. So, what is the jnana? By thinking jagat real, and the Brahma somewhere above, you are in this samsara. By knowing jagat is unreal, Brahma alone is satyam, and that Brahma is in you as the innermost self, you become free from the samsara. That is the jnana. Tasya ca nirnaya vakyam.
Tasya ca nirnaya vakyam.
Tomorrow 10th? Oh, 11th. So you see, we are now lagging behind. Tomorrow first class is at tomorrow Anadhyayanam. You can have two classes, you know.
Yes.
You can have two classes. We'll have two classes. First class is at 11:15. Second class we can have at 2:30 or 3. And for 1 hour we can have a class.
Yes.
So that we will make progress. I will announce tomorrow in the morning class. Time I will tell you. For that, this information will be tomorrow 11.